Hi, welcome to Simpa Complex Girl. It's your girl, Karianne. Today is episode 2 of our new season. I hope you listened to our first episode, which was about forgiveness, and I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think of that. Hope you guys are doing well today. I want to talk about dating over 30. Ciao. Whew. Dating in your 30s. Dating in your 30s. Dating, yes, I know we all so overwhelmed with all these different opinions and topics on dating, but shit, we have to talk about it, because dating in your 30s and dating over 30 is different than dating in your 20s. Dating with children is different than dating without children. Dating black is different than dating in other cultures. Each scenario comes with a different reward, with different rewards and different challenges. For me, dating can just be plain damn too much. But wait a damn minute. Why is that? A lot of it has to do with my personal challenges and expectations, the standards that I set for myself, the baggages that I carry. We must know our pros and cons, what we do and do not bring to the table, what we willing to compromise and what we not willing to compromise. See, that is some of the things that comes with dating in your 30s. Things become a little bit more complicated. There's like a time clock that is ticking very loud for most women, okay? Most women in their 30s is looking to start a family, get married, buy their first home, launch that career, that business. She feels like time is against her. She feels a different sense of urgency from herself and from society. Ooh, child, that's a whole nother episode. We got to talk about society's expectation of women in their 30s. And just women overall, because shit. But back to what I was saying. So her standards become higher. Her expectations become more and more. And her tolerance level becomes shorter. She's been through enough. She sees through the bullshit. She played all the games already. She took all the L's in her teens and 20s. Now it's game time for her. She knows herself. She knows her body. She knows her needs. She knows her wants. She knows what the fuck is up. Okay? Believe that. Some of us just choose not to acknowledge our growth because we don't want to be deemed difficult by men, or we can't keep a man, or we always changing men, or we don't want to end up lonely. But shit, sometimes it's good to be by your damn self than to put up with less than what you deserve. I think the disappointment in dating in your 30s is more hurtful to me. This is my opinion, and if you agree, let me know. If you don't agree, let me know and know why. You just believe that these grown-ass men and women got some damn sense, but child, you find that dating in your 30s, the big thing is balance. Balance is a big issue. Because see, if y'all some grown folks about your business, y'all busy. And that is when you will see how committed each person is to this union or to the partnership or to the relationship. Because baby, there will be many rescheduling, falling asleep, gotta work, gotta study, ain't got no sitter type of conversations we'll be having, and arguments will be happening. Yes, I say arguments. Who in here is perfect? Let me know. Time becomes crucial. Quality time together becomes a necessity. It's a necessity in any relationship, no matter your age group, but it's just a severe necessity, you know, in your 30s. But I'm a strong believer that whatever you love or whatever you care about, you will make time for. Whatever you want, you will make time for. Yeah, I'm a believer in that. I stand on that. But I say all of that to say this. Dating in your 30s, excuse the little Jamaican accent just kicked in, but dating in your 30s can be very challenging compared to your 20s, because like I said, there's this thing about this timing, you know. Sometimes that becomes an issue because a lot of women emphasize on that and they sabotage their relationships and sabotage and may lose the perfect one or the right one, however you want to, whatever adjective you want to use. But, you know, those are some of the issues that we go through in our 30s. Like the conversation, I said we're going to be having a lot of rescheduling conversation, because if you are two grown people and you're working and you have your careers and you have your businesses and you have your families, your children, whatever, because most likely in your 30s, you're going to meet, you're probably going to have kids from a previous relationship or marriage. It's possible. It's like a 85, 90% chance each of you got children, or one of you have children or a child from your previous relationship or marriage. Hence, baby mamas and ex-wives and ex-husbands and baby fathers, right? So that becomes another thing too. In your 30s, you will find that balancing and incorporating blending becomes a necessity. And then, ladies, most likely you're gonna meet a man that has a child or children. You probably never been a mom. Never been a stepmom. Probably don't want to be a mom. Those are things that comes with dating in your 30s. Do I want to be a mom? Do I want to play stepmom to some other lady's children? Some of us don't. Some of us do. Some of us do it well. Some of us not so well. That's a whole other topic. But those are things that comes in your 20s. You're thinking about, oh, we going on big vacations. We doing these trips. We having fun. We might buy matching Jordans. You know, in your 30s, you want to buy matching properties. You want to be investing. You looking for buying, planning a wedding. Those are the things that, and those bring a lot of pressure on each person. It brings a lot of pressure on the man. It brings a lot of pressure on the woman. Because sometimes the woman is ready. Most of the time she's ready. And he's not. For whatever personal reason. Whether he's nervous, financial, emotional. But he's not. Shit, you just not the one either. Sometimes you not the one. Boo. Gotta tell myself that too. You know what I mean? But those are some of those are big, big things that's on the table when you're dating in your 30s. Do you want to play a step parent? Are both of you looking on the same path of life? Because you guys could agree on everything, business, everything. You guys could click. You guys could make money together. You guys have good sex. You guys have fun together. You guys get each other. But he don't want to get married. He love you to death, but he don't want to get married. Or he don't want to be in a serious committed relationship. You'd be surprised the things that man will do with you. They will put their name, you and them name, on an apartment, but they don't want to come in. So those are another set of issues. Commitment is a big issue dating in your 30s. Balance is a big issue dating in your 30s. Compromise. Compromise becomes significant. And compromise, let me back up. Compromise is significant in any relationship. No matter the age group, no matter creed, no matter income, no matter. It's just a big part of a relationship, but it's a personal or business relationship. Compromise is a huge thing. What are you willing to compromise? Because in your 30s, you have to make a lot of compromise. Number, like I said, I've stated some of them before. Are you willing to play a mommy to someone else's child? Are you willing to deal with an ex-wife or a baby mama or ex-husband or a baby daddy? Are you willing to move if his job relocate or her job relocate? Are you willing to eat dinner alone many nights because somebody got to work or somebody got a business trip? A lot of compromise. And there's way deeper, more compromise than that, those. and we'll get into it as the podcast go on. But I'm a little stuffy, if you can tell. It's winter. But yeah, are you willing to compromise? When what are you willing to compromise? And how much are you willing to compromise? Because some of these Negroes will have you compromising everything to be with them, and they weren't willing to compromise anything. Once you start digging them for compromise, they find every excuse in the book. Because what a man will have if he don't have anything else, baby, is an excuse. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. But all fun and jokes aside, in your 30s, compromise is a big issue. I think when you reach in your 30s, you know yourself. You know what works for you and what doesn't work for you. One of the key things in dating is for everybody to lay their cards out on the table. Lay your cards out on the table. You know what you got. You know what y'all got going on from the jump. I think this just eliminates a lot of the stress. I know you don't want to have kids. I know you don't want to get married, whatever. But, all right, if we're willing to, we're going to date and see what happens. That's not even a thing that really goes on when you're in your 30s. It's not like, let's date and see what happens. When you're in your 30s, that man or that woman got to have at least 75% of the qualities that you're looking from jump for you to even consider date and see what happens. No. We don't go in blind in no relationship in your 30s. You go in with your eyes half open. Even if it's just one eye open, but you seeing something. You got to see something. That's another thing. You more aware of what you're getting yourself into in your 30s. You more aware of what was really good, right? I'm not saying, oh, in your 30s, you're so mature and you got it all the fuck together. Because we know 2020 showed us we ain't all got it together. And there's some things all of us need to work on. But I'm saying for the most concrete part, the blueprint, these are the things that most women in their 30s think about. They talk about. They see. They read about. It's push up on us in society. We talk about it with our friends. We experience it. We see. We see our aunts been through it. We see our older sisters been through it. We see our mothers been through it. So we have seen it. So we know what is what comes along when you are older and dating. We have some type of idea. We know what we want. We may not know everything that we want, but we have the core of what we're looking for. We know what makes us happy. We knew what broke our hearts. We know what makes trigger us. We know what we don't like. We kind of have a sense of the things that we're looking for ourselves in a relationship, what we're looking for from a man in a relationship once you're in your 30s, especially if you're in your late 30s. You definitely freaking know what you're looking for, okay? Because that clock is ticking so damn loud right now, okay? And I'm talking the clock in your own personal mind. This is not nothing anybody telling you, right? Your body is telling you it too. Your body is showing you like, okay, all right, yeah. You may look 20. You may feel 20, but your body is still doing what a 35, a 36, a 37, a 38, a 39-year-old woman body supposed to do. The eggs are getting dried the fuck up. Menopause is knocking on your damn door. Hot flashes showing their ass now every day. And so you listen, okay? Don't do that. You know I'm talking the truth. Don't do that. Don't talk about Carrie. It's just you. You know I'm talking the truth. You know I'm talking about you too. Fate plays a role when you're dating in your 30s. You guys gotta I just think compatibility is a big thing in your 30s. And compatibility is a big thing in any relationship. But compatibility is, this is where you choose someone that you're compatible with. In your 30s, you kind of like, in your 20s, you got like, yo, he got to be tall. He got to have six pack. He got to, you know, you got all these criteria. In your 30s, you'll take the tall. Not so much of, he ain't got so much of a six pack. He got a little pop, but you'll deal with that because guess what? He got his shit together. He knows what is he want. You guys are compatible. In your 30s, you tweak it a little bit more. You know what I mean? You tweak it a little bit more. You don't stand so firm on the visual. In your 30s, you're looking more for the inner. You're not looking at the outer. We kind of give and take with the outer. I'm not saying nobody's going to sleep with the freaking Tales from the Crypt looking short, pudgy with Napoleon short people syndrome type of Negro. And I listen, short people don't come for me because I'm 5'1". Okay. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. You know what you want. You do. As much as you don't want to admit it, because maybe you think some of the things you want is too much for a man. You're going to seem difficult. You're going to seem needy. You're going to seem weak. You're going to end up alone. Whatever. You're going to seem like a bitch. Whatever you may think, whatever adjective you want to use. But that's what you feel. That's what makes you happy. So why compromise on it? So go out there and you find somebody that's compatible. You're not going to find someone that's everything and more that you want. That's where compromise comes in. I'm not telling you to go up there and take, you know, you can't listen to 1 minute of rap music and you go and take up a rap musician. Shit, your head gonna hurt. And I just use that as a frivolous example. You know, it could be way deeper than that, but you know what I mean. We just want a lot of security when we're in our 30s. In your 30s, you're looking for security in your relationship. You're looking for security. You're looking for safety, especially if you're a single mother with children. You're looking to date someone that's gonna finish your family, complete your family unit, that could help you raise your children in the right manner. No, they can't replace the original father. Maybe we're not even going to get into that. But you're looking for someone that's going to complete your family unit, right? Without getting too technical where we have to go off subject, because, you know, that's going to go all the way off subject if we get into that, right? Character is big. If you're a single mother in your 30s, dating character is a big deal. Big deal. Okay, so when dating in your 30s, sex become a big thing in your 30s, because most women reach it's said that most women reach their sexual peak in their 30s, which I totally agree with that. Being a woman in my late 30s, I definitely know my body a little bit more. I know my boundaries. I know my capabilities. I'm more in tune with my sexuality. I'm more comfortable in my skin. I'm willing to try things, you know. I'm not worried about what anybody thinks. I'm worried about my pleasure, and pleasing my partner. So that is definitely a big thing. They have to be some compatibility in the bedroom. It can't just be boom, 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 jackhammer type shit. They have to be intimacy. Intimacy is a big thing. When you're older, you know, it's not just a release. It's not just sex. Don't get me wrong. We have fun and, you know, all that good stuff, but it becomes a little bit, you need a little bit more. You just require a little bit more when in the bedroom from your partner. You know, another thing is finances. Financial stability is a big thing and a big topic when you're dating older. because in most relationships, you're talking about living arrangements, investment, kids future, you know, so your credit and your financial knowledge and issues become a real deal breaker. Budgeting and spending money, income, who makes more than who spends more than who spends less, who has bad credit, who has good credit, who has student loan, you know, medical bills, child support, you know, all those stuff come into play. It's not just saving for birthday gifts and vacation and Christmas gifts anymore. Shit gets real. You saving for home, a mortgage, rent, you know, your business, investments. There's a lot comes into play if this is a serious relationship, especially if children are involved, you know, and you both are serious about your future. Because at that point now, you start thinking about, oh, retirement. You start thinking about retirement for yourself and for your spouse and your children going to college. So dating in your 30s, finance becomes a big, big thing. It's a deal breaker. It's something that should be talked about from day one. You know, not day one, but you know, from the early stages of dating. It's not something you get into when you guys moved in together or start looking, think you're gonna move in together. You start looking for that apartment, you find out, this nigga ain't got no damn credit, or this bitch got like 900, or this woman, I'm sorry, got like 900 evictions. You know what I'm saying? So those are some of the things, not just, oh, talk about sex and talk about, oh, what's your favorite color and whatever. These are, when you're dating in your 30s, serious conversations have to be had from the beginning. Let me repeat that. When you're dating older, serious conversations have to be had from jump. Has to be had from jump. I don't know if that grammatical correct, but you know what I'm saying. You got to have these conversations from jump. Parenting also is a big thing, because most likely you got some kids, he got some kids, or somebody has some kids. You don't, maybe don't have any kids, but for the ones that is gonna date, most likely someone is gonna have some kids. So there's an ex-wife, a baby mama, an ex-husband, a baby daddy somewhere. That dynamic, that's where values and morals and ethics comes in, your own upbringing comes into play, you know, parenting. There's gonna be a lot of give and take, compromise, because you have to play stepmommy to his children, he has to play stepdaddy to your children, and you know, you guys have to have some understanding and some similarities on how you would like children to be raised. And if you're thinking about having kids of your own, you have to talk about how you, you know, the things that you want your kids, how you envision yourself as a parent, envision yourself bringing up a child, whether it's about vaccination, whether it's about education, whether it's about where you guys are gonna live, schooling. It's like a bunch of different things, because when you're dating, older, it's just a lot more stuff into play, because you've lived some life, you experienced some things, you've accumulated some things, good and bad, and all of that is what you're going to bring to the table. So, you know, I'm not telling you to bring all your baggage and negativity to the table, but you know what I mean. So those are just few of the many other things that we can get into when you're dating in your 30s. But like I said, it all comes down to conversation from the jump. You guys got to establish things from the jump. You got to talk about, which any relationship at any age, you got to establish certain things from the beginning. Don't go into anything blind. This is a topic that I want to take up a little bit further. So I'm going to do a part two of this particular podcast, not the next episode. It's going to be episode 4, not 3. I'm going to have a guy come in and talk about from a man perspective, and then we can have a he or she, you know, see what a man thinks when he picks up a woman in her 30s and she has kids or don't have kids, or what he's looking for. And I think that would kind of round out the conversation and kind of give you a complete aspect, not just from a female point of view, but from a man point of view and from a he/she point of view at the same time. So thank you guys always for listening. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear your mask, social distance, be kind, and be kind to yourself. So I will see you guys next Monday for episode 3. I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Leave your comments. Text me, DM me, tell me what you think, tell me any topic you want me to talk about, tell me your opinions, whether you agree or disagree with me, I don't care, I just want to hear what you got to say. So until next time, take it easy into this complex ass world that we live in. Be safe, guys.